103.5 WIMZ, Knoxville's Classic Rock, and George McFly.
George McFly, it is your buddy Brett Michaels. How are you doing?
Brett Michaels, what are you doing, bud?
I'm just waiting for the party me and you were going to throw.
The party me? Hey, listen, I was coming up with it. I was just thinking about what I was waiting for you to call. Every dawn has its day. Every DJ, his play. Every rip has its torn. Every human is born. And every rose... Every rose I ever gave to some girl came back to bite me in the butt. I mean, she said thank you, but there was always a devious look to her eyes. And, you know, I've been through three marriages. And
that's why every rose has its thorn. I have a feeling this song could maybe possibly do something. I think if we write this down, we could have the nucleus of a hit.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Brett, it's been a long time since we spoke. I don't know if I ever told you this. I debuted a radio station in San Francisco in October of 1988, October 5th. It was 5:30 at night. I was the first DJ on this brand new rock station in San Francisco. The very first song I played, Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
I'm going to say this. In history, my words are thank you. Isn't that ironic? Here we are, still rocking the world, right? Through thick and thin and thick again. And the fact that you got to kick off with that is, our paths were meant to continue to cross.
6 degrees of separation, brother. I'm going to have to start working on my articulation. I have never interviewed somebody that enunciates as emphatically as you. You are so articulate, Brett Michaels.
Here it goes. Thank you. That was very kind.
And you know, now that I think of it, I could actually understand all the words to your songs. Isn't that odd?
Strange. Now we're getting to a strange area.
Well, I never thought about that. You know how many times I sat listening to a tune and over the year, and you get all these lyrics wrong? But with your lyrics, you're very clear.
Thank you. It's one of the things, I'm going to say this, coming to see you to play, going out in the stadium tour, one of the, I'm saying this, other than that they're reading my gratitude and the fact that I give 1,000% on stage, no matter where I'm at. If we were hanging out in a party and you said get up and jam, I'm giving 1,000%. It's weird that you're bringing this up, because one of the biggest thing in the reviews is I can understand clearly every word they're singing in it, and we are a completely live band. Like everything we do is live music, live this, but they're like, it sounds like the album and it sounds crystal clear. You can hear the words, you can hear it, and I'm grateful for the good reviews for that. And that's not just the critics, I'm talking about the fans.
And you have so many fans in Tennessee. At first, people were wondering if you were allergic to Tennessee. I mean, last time Poison was in Nashville, you didn't perform, and then in 2014 in Knoxville, something happened and you weren't able to perform.
Wait, let's address this, because I've been there a bunch solo. I need to, this is part of my conversation. I love Tennessee. I lived down there forever, just outside of Nashville on a big ranch, because I'm a motocross. So the real me, if you watch any of my Brett Michaels TikTok, I'm an outdoor guy, like literally outdoors every second I can be. So let me say this. I love Tennessee. I've lived there forever. Love the people. Here's what happened to me. If you want to know my biggest regret on the stadium tour,
yes,
I played Charlotte. We had the best night, best time ever. We're having the time of our life. My daughter's best friend, she grew up with, Matt Corral, picked in the third round of the draft to play for the Panthers. Parents are out there on stage. I felt great. Got up the next day, severe with the diabetes and the kidneys, severe dehydration to the point of I didn't know what was happening. I ended up in the hospital for 3.5, almost 4 days.
Oh, that's scary.
And it was, let me tell you, 2 IVs in my arm. And here's what was, I felt like ripping them out. If I would have had the strength, I would have literally crawled on the stage and sang. I invited everyone in the world to that Nashville show. When I say this, sincerely broke my heart. And I kept, I could only apologize so much. I'm like, look, if they know me.
It's not your fault. You know, and by the way, I'm no geneticist, but I could thank my parents and grandparents for heart disease. It runs in the family. Everybody drops in their 60s. Did you get it from your family line, your diabetes?
It does travel in our family line, and it skips generations, they say. Technically, I don't know that, but that is what happened with me. My great-great-grandmother, my grandmother, myself, my kids, both my daughters, neither one have it, and I'm praying it doesn't continue, but it's I got it at the age of 6, and I just decided right then and there, both my mom and my dad were strong people, and they said, look, we can't take a victim mentality. If you want to race dirt bikes, play football, play music, we're going to have to figure this out.
Well, you're in my daily prayers, man, and your children, too. None of the kids got it, right?
No, neither Rain nor Georgia, neither one at this point, Georgia Blue or Rain Elizabeth, neither one's got diabetes. And, you know, again, I stay on them daily to, you know, to always check, but
can you eat your way healthy out of the diabetes?
So it's my there's several levels. Mine is type 1, which is the most severe, and it's, you know, they used to call it brittle, but type 1 is insulin dependent for life. So I'm 5 injections a day.
I know you're a big advocate of that. Is there going to be a cure?
Listen, that's the dream. I fight for that. I got a bill passed in California. I started there, and then I'm going to work with everybody. You got to bring everyone in. Big pharma. I call it, my whole thing's called solution revolution, right?
Good. We need a revolution in order to be heard sometimes.
I bypassed all politics. I went in. I said, look, this is what we need. And we got the state bill passed in California. And now we're working with affordable insulin. You have to be able to afford. I mean, this is life or death.
God bless you for saying that, by the way. A man that certainly doesn't have to ever worry about work again, but you think about the common man. And that's one thing about you, Brett. You sure stay grounded.
Well, thank you for saying that. Yep, you're going to make me get choked up.
Not every day can a man say he's stuck by his roots.
I always stick with my roots. And I think that when we come to play the show, people, again, when I say this, feel that. Like, I have people on our crew that are brought in just to put beads around people, like a Mardi Gras. They're hired to make them feel good when they come through the door. Our sound company makes sure that the music's playing, everything from rock, pop, country, just songs that people are out there singing to and having a great time. So when I hit the stage, the party's already begun.
Absolutely.
I'm just coming out to help kick it up a notch.
And you are definitely one guy that does it every single time you go on stage. Brett Michaels going to be at Tennessee Valley Fair Tuesday, September 13th. Hey, tickets are only $20. You can win them from me, by the way, in the next couple of minutes. But Brett Michaels, I appreciate you calling, man. And God bless you and your family.
Thank you. And can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Please do not grow up. You have an amazing energy. I'm not making this up.
Thanks, man.
The world needs more of this energy back and forth, and I call it that solution revolution. We as people, man, just got to stick together and be resilient and figure it out. You know what I mean?
I'm on board, brother. Thank you, man. That's kind of you.
You have a great day. I can't wait to see you. And you take care of the fans, and let's do something awesome where you can have a couple winners that do the meet and greet, and we can say hello and take good care of them.
Wonderful. I'll take you up on that. Absolutely. Thanks so much, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great.
Brett Michaels, good people. It's George McFly at 865-656-ROCK, 865-656-ROLL. Got those tickets to Tennessee Valley Fair to go see Brett Michaels. You want to go free? You want to join me? Just be caller 20. Through to me right now, 865-656-ROCK or 865-656-ROLL on 103.5 WIMZ.